Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, give me a pen.
Good evening, this is Angela.
Hello.
Hello. Daniel?
Yeah.
By yourself?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you by yourself?
No, I'm Pierron.
Well, hi, Hubert.
Hello.
Okay. It's just me, you, Mom, and Daniel. Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Yes. Good evening. How y'all?
We're good. I have someone else join. I don't have a number.
Auntie Betty.
Auntie Betty.
Hi.
Good evening. Mom, you want to start reading? Loretta hasn't joined, so we're going to have Mom do the reading for us, guys. Thanks for your patience.
Mom. Okay, I'm going to read Leviticus chapter 23. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, there are my appointment feasts. The appointment feast of the Lord, which you are to proclaim as secret symbolism of Sabbath. There are days when you may work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest, a day of secret assembly. You are not to do any work, wherever you live. It is a Sabbath to the Lord. Passover and the unleavened bread. These are the Lord appointed feasts. The sacred assembly you are to proclaim at their appointed time. The Lord Passover began to twilight on the frontier, 14th day of that month. The Lord Feast of Unleavened Bread began for several days. You must eat bread made without yeast. On the first day, hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work for several days. 7 days. Present an offering made to the Lord by the fire. And on the seventh day, to hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. First fruit. The Lord said to Moses, speak to the Israelites and say to them, when you enter the land that I am going to give you and you reap it harvest, bring in the priest a bring in the priest, y'all can still hear me, share of the first grain that you harvest. He is to wave shed before the Lord as a will be accepted on your behalf. The priest is to wave it on the day after the Sabbath. On the day you wave the sheaf, you must sacrifice as a burnt offering to the Lord a lamb a year old without defect. Together with it gain offering of 2/10 of an ehab of the flour of the fine flour mixed with oil and offering made to the Lord by fire. A pleasant aroma and its drink offering of a quarter of a hen or wine. You must not eat any bread or roast or new grain until the very day you began this offering to your God. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generation to come, wherever you live. I read you the 23rd chapter down to the 14th verse. Everybody, may the Lord bless the reading of his words and the hearing. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Alrighty. All right. Thank you for that reading, Mother. I will go ahead and do a roll call. I have Daniel, Silver, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, and Loretta. Hello.
Amen.
Hi. Okay, and also Mom and myself, Angela. Okay. Go ahead and start us off.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellums Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say thanks. And if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Angela.
Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Lord, we ask you to apply the blood of Jesus over these airways to powerless and harmless any evil spirit that tries to come into our presence. We are here, Lord, to be a part of and not a hindrance to the kingdom of God, but to set captives free. In James 5, we are told to pray for one another. So let's pray. Amen.
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 Okay. All right. Well, we'll go ahead and start with our program. If you don't have anything to say, as Loretta said, just pass. I would like to start with Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Isaiah chapter 42. It says, "Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, not lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench it. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he has set judgment in the earth, and the owl shall wait for his law. Thus said the Lord, the God, the Lord, he that created the heaven and he stretched them out, he that stretched forth the earth and that which cometh out of it. He has given breath unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and I will hold thy hand, and I will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light to the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prison from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name. And my glory will I not give to any, neither my praise to graven image. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praises from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the owl and the inhabitant thereof. Let the wilderness and the city thereof lift up their voice in the village that the dash does inhabit. Let the inhabitant of the rock sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountain. Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise in the owl. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemy. I have long time holding my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now I will cry like a traveling woman. I will destroy and devote at once. I will make waste mountain and hills and dry up all the earth, and I will make the river island, and I will dry up the pool, and I will bring the blind by a way that they will know not. I will lead them to a path that they will know not. And I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsaken them. They shall be turned back. They shall be great ashamed. They shall trust in image, in graven image, and say to the molten image, you are our God. Ye hear, ye deaf, and look, ye blind, that you may see. So is the blind, but my servant of deaf are my messenger, and I send who is blind as he that is perfect, the blind as the Lord's servant, seeking many things, but thou observe not. Open the ear, but he hears not. The Lord is well pleased with his righteousness. He will magnify the Lord and make it all honorable. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty.
Amen.
Hubert, would you like
to... Hello?
Hubert, yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'll be coming from the book of Psalms, Psalm 110. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies our footstool, your footstool. The Lord sent forth from Zion your mighty scepter. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people will offer themselves freely on the day. Your people will offer themselves freely on the day of your power and holy garments. From the womb of the morning, the dew of your youth will be yours. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at our right hand. He will scatter kings on the day of his wrath. He will execute judgment among the nations, filling them with corpses. He will shatter chief over the wide earth. He will drink from the brook by the way. Therefore, he will lift up his head. May the words of my mouth and message of my heart be established in his sight. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Awesome. Yeah.
Who did you say?
Daniel.
I want to pass, but I think I'm gonna try to say something today. Okay, I'm gonna go back with my favorite, which is everybody's favorite. Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Daniel. Mom, would you like to go next?
Okay. I'm coming out of Isaiah also, Isaiah 11:1-10. That no more dead end. Have you ever driven down only to find a dead end? How many times do we encounter dead end in life and concluded that further effort are less useless? Often life dead end discourage us because they seem to come at times when we have sacrificed and and struggle so much. Such abrupt and unexpected ending seems so unjust. Only time when the line of David seemed to be at a dead end, the prophet Isaiah delivered a word of hope. Through the prophet, God promised that a branch would grow from a tree that had been cut down to the root. He promised a king from the lineage of David at a time when enemies had all but wiped out the edge of David, the edge of the nation. He promised that the Messiah, his message of hope, life, and grace would come from the remnant of a defeated, downtrodden, and desolated people. We live in an age where dead end express such a divorce, unemployment, and lack of education and accomplishment. But the promise of extension at a time, extension is characteristic of God. He can bring new hope and life to those who have experienced dead end. God is faithful to his promise, even though it may not be visible. He is often building a connection road beyond the dead end sign. Our challenge is to believe in his promise and wait until the connection, the road, and change the dead end to open highway. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Alrighty. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Next, Auntie Carrie.
Yes. I'm coming out of Revelation 1, starting at verse 9. I, John, who also your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom of patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of God, for his testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the spirit on the Lord day, and I heard behind me a great voice of the trumpet saying, I am the Alpha Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write it in the book and send it to the seven churches, which are in Asia, Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and to Pergamos, and to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, mm-hmm. and to Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And began to turn, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one unlikened to the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his foot, and girded about a pap with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool, and white as snow, and his eyes were a flame of fire. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burn in the furnace, and his voice as a sounding of many waters. And he held in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in the strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and laid and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. Write these things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things that which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou seest in my right hand are the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Amen.
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 Yeah. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Next, and Loretta.
Yes, and I must apologize for any background noise up front. I'm in my car sharing the prayer line tonight. Let's see here. My reading, you can find the reading out of John 4. The water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. When Jesus encountered a woman at Jacob's Well, he talked to her about another source of water that would always be satisfied. But he did not speak of the fountain. He said, whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him would never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. Far greater than any natural spring is the refreshment we have been offered in Christ himself. We can be satisfied for Jesus alone. The water of life can quench our thirst. Praise God. For Jesus is the source that never runs dry. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All righty. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. I guess I'll turn it back over to you for the second shut in, or do I need to do it?
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
First of all, I need to see. Auntie Carrie, what's your sister-in-law's name?
What is what, baby?
Your sister-in-law name.
Louise Brinson.
You said Louise?
Uh-huh, Brinson, yes.
And do we have any update on Dot?
She was doing okay.
Okay. I just noticed she wasn't on the line. And, Mom, how about Uncle Reverend Allen?
He was doing fine. He began to talk. He called Marie Payne this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
He come out the...
Oh, that's amazing.
Okay, all right. May everyone bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Before we start, let's have a moment of silence for Auntie Carrie's sister-in-law, Louise. Just bow our head in silence, please. Amen, amen, and may God continue to keep all through their times of grievance. Amen.
Amen.
All right, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for our sick and shut-ins. Hold on, I lost my space. For all of our sick and shut-in, especially for Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Uncle Champ, Reverend Allen and family, the Williams family, the Moody family, Lenny and family, Carlos, the Wells family, the Johnson family, Dwight, Tawana, and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Simmons family, Miss Louise, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, Malachi, Tony, DeMarcus, Brian, Eric, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Dix family, Essie May and family, Doretha and Jesse Barnett, Desert Kendrick and family, Eileen Holiday, Ruth Edwards, the Ross family, Mary Ann and family, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Auntie Dot and family, Vanessa and family, Lori Crockett, Rochelle Bessler, Marilyn and family, the Boyer family, the Rossiter family, and anyone else that we're not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, excuse me, we pray that your healing power flows through each and every one of our sick and shut-ins. And we ask you to empower any medication that is being taken to do the work that you intended to do. And we pray that you destroy all side effects that the medication may cause. And Father God, we claim the victory in faith through our salvation in his shed blood over all these things right now in the name of Jesus. And we call upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Loretta, for the sick and shut in prayer. Next, we will talk about birthdays for July 23rd through July 29th. I do have.
Karen.
Who?
Karen, Travis' daughter.
Yeah, on the
24th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we have Jackie on the 23rd.
Yes.
Are there any other birthdays?
Amen.
Oh. Okay.
We have Pam on the 28th.
Pam on the 28th? Okay. I didn't know what a date was. Okay. Thank you. But would you like to sing the happy birthday song, Hubert, for us?
Yes, I will. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to all of you. Happy birthday to you and many more.
All right.
Amen.
All right. Yeah, thank you for that, Hubert. Okay, well, let's go ahead and move on to our program where we have an opportunity to do songs, poems, or more Bible verses or any testimonies you would like to hear. If not, when I call your name, just say pass. I would like to start off with Daniel.
Really, though. I'm just saying it's a blessing to hear everybody's voice.
Amen.
It's good to get on this line to hear my aunties and everybody don't call me. But that I pass.
All righty. Thank you.
Man, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Next, we go to Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out of Revelation 22:1-17, and it said the second time around. During the mid-1970s, a popular soul group named Shalma recorded a song entitled The Second Time Around, which started to soar to the top of the R&B chart. A famous phrase from this single was the second time around is not like the first time. It suggested that the second time around would be better than the first. The phrase take on new meaning for us Christians, brothers and sisters, for the second time around. With Jesus will be better than the first. The first time Jesus came to save the lost, but the second time he's coming to reward the saved. The first time Jesus was placed in a borrowed mansion, but the second time he will come to be seated on the throne of God. The first time Jesus came, he was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquity. But the second time he will return as the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. The second time he will wipe every tear from our eyes. There will be no more death or moaning or crying or pain. Yes, beloved, the second time around will be better than the first time. My fellow brother and sister in Christ, as we wait for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us continue to struggle together for equality, justice, and economic parity. For all of our people, God called us to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with him until we are able to celebrate the second time around with you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mother. Next, Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Psalm 100. It said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, that he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep are his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and unto his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Loretta, would you like to go next?
Sure. First of all, I would like to thank God for traveling mercy. He took me through the storm, through the hours of the morning, and I finally made it here, me and the boys, my grandkids. We made it to Atlanta about 12:30 today, and I thank God for traveling mercy. Amen.
Amen.
And I just want to throw this out, Auntie Carrie and Auntie Betty.
Yes.
I plan to visit you guys. I'm looking at Wednesday, but I'll give you guys a call tomorrow.
Amen.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Okay, so my reading is from, In His Loving Hands. This is a poem by Betty Patterson. Excuse me. Excuse me. Okay, we know not what tomorrow brings, although we plan ahead. For only God alone can know the pathway we must tread. We cannot know the future, not 1 minute nor 1 hour. Each circumstance that we must face lay only in his power. It's vital that we live by faith from minute to minute and trust that every step we take, he's walking with us in it. This alone should give us hope. Whatever be our plans, and knowing that our future lies in his sweet, loving hand. Amen.
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 Amen. Yeah. Thank you for that, Larudna. Okay. Auntie Carrie, would you like to go next?
Yes. I'm reading from the book God Promised to a Woman's Heart. Open invitation. My precious daughter, I keep three things always open: my door, my ear, my heart. Whenever you come, morning, noon, or night, I bend low to hear your whispering words. You scratch your sacred spoken longing. I want to share with you my secret of my love, my life, my joy. My door, my ear, my heart, these are always open to you. Amen.
Amen.
Great job.
Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. Last week, Huber, would you like to share any additional words with us this evening?
Yes. I will share the Lord is my shepherd, the 23rd Psalm.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Okay, thank you for that, Hubert. Well, that concludes our call for today. Is there anything else anyone else want to say before I do the closing prayer?
I would like to let Hubert know that I did pick up that package from the office on yesterday to pass on to Hazel. So I'll be contacting her tomorrow as well. Okay?
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much. And also, I wanted to sing a song, but it got a little loud there. But if you got God in your life, tell me what more do you need? When you have God in your life, tell me what more do you need? I went to the valley to pray. It felt so good that I stayed all day. Because I have God in my life, and there's nothing more that I should need. I stepped in the water was cold, chilled my body, but not my soul. Because I have God in my life. And there's nothing more that I need.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else have anything to say or do?
Loretta.
Yes.
I just wanted to add the Douglas family and the Flapper family.
I'm sorry.
The Flapper family to the Pickens family.
Who?
The Slappy family.
Who's sick?
The dad, you know, doing all that great music, you know.
Douglas.
Douglas family doing all, you know, his dad, you know.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right. Clapping family. Okay, got it.
All righty. Okay, I'll go ahead with the closing prayer. God is love. Lord, you are my God. And I will exalt you and praise your name, for in perfect faithfulness you have done wonderful things. Things planned long ago. God is love. He is always with us and will give us the strength we need to do all that he has planned for us. Let's take this, his love with us throughout the week in everything we do and everyone we meet. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellie family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But God says, fear not, for I am with you. For he will uphold you in his righteous right hand. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless the president and everyone in the White House. Continue to bless America and other nations. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week to protect us from our enemies. And remember, God loves you and so do we. May everyone have a blessed week, and we love you, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Shalom, shalom.
Night. Love everyone.
Have a blessed
week. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Oh, how yes, he does. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, he does. What a title. Tell me so.
Amen, amen, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Loretta, mom said call you.
When you get a chance.
When you get a chance.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Call me.
Love y'all.
Love you too. That's been already called you. She's so funny.
Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, he does. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, he does. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, he does. Jesus loves me.
You want to be